On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honour to welcome to the United Nations His Excellency Nursultan Nazarbayev, President of the Republic of Kazakhstan, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
Құрметті төраға мырза, құрметті бас хатшы мырза, құрметті әріптестер, ханымдар мен мырзалар. Біріккен ұлттар ұйымының 70 жылдық мерейтойы тұсында бұл ұйымның негізін қалаушылар оған қандай терең мағына бергені жөнінде ой бөлісу бүгін маңызды. Біріккен ұлттар ұйымы қазірдің өзінде жаһандық тұрғыдан тарихи мәні бар міндеттерді орындады. Біріншіден, планетамызда адамдар 70 жыл бойы дүниежүзілік соғысыз өмір сүріп келеді. Екіншіден, әлемде аса ауқымды отарсыздандыру жүзеге асырылды. Біріккен ұлттар ұйымын 70 жыл бұрын 51 мемлекет құрды. Ол кезде әлемнің көп бөлігін колониялар мен тәуелді аймақтар алып жатты. Бүгінде әлемдік қоғамдастықта 193 тәуелсіз мемлекет бар. Үшіншіден, Біріккен ұлттар ұйымы күн сайынғы қиын, бірақ қауіпсіздік пен даму үшін баршаға қажетті үн қатысудың бүкіл әлемдік мінбесіне айналды. Адамзат одан өзінің әр алуандықтық бірлігін, біздің ғажап бірегей платемасының тағдырына қатыстылығының ортақтығын сезініп отырды. Біріккен ұлттар ұйымының негізін қалаушылар алдағы алыс болашаққа ой көзімен қарай білді.
Excuse me, Excellency, I think we have translation problem. So just for a minute, we may interrupt you.
Burma?
Yeah, well, if we can wait for the interpreter to come through. Our apologies for that.
Какой технический? Снова начать?
Да, снова начать.
С самого начала.
Периода не было там, да. Сейчас не скажут, кто там
вас. Скажи. Ага.
Can start?
Restart.
When we are ready.
Okay.
Все?
Assembly, please just bear with us for a minute or two. We'll just check the booth for translation. And if protocol can escort His Excellency to seat, please seat. Yes, thank you. May I again request protocol to escort His Excellency, and we shall resume. You can start again.
Sorry. Құрметті төраға мырза, құрметті бас.
Mr. President, Secretary General, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, in this 70th anniversary year, it's important to reflect on the meaning that the founders of the United Nations had. The organization has already resolved issues of global historic significance. First of all, for seven decades now, our planet has lived without world wars. Second, we have witnessed large-scale decolonization throughout the world. 70 years ago, the UN was established by 51 states, while the majority of the world still consisted of colonies and dependent territories. Today, the world community includes 193 independent countries. Thirdly, the UN has become a universal platform for everyday dialogue, which is tough yet needed by all for the sake of security and development. It is in this dialogue that the UN that humanity recognizes its unity in diversity and the need for a common participation in shaping the fate of our planet. The generation which had founded the UN was wise enough to look far into the future, and the world today is reaping the benefits of their dreams and hard work. Ladies and gentlemen, Kazakhstan supports all initiatives aimed at restoring trust in international relations and strengthening peace and security based on international law. For seven decades, the world community has been trying to find an effective formula for resolving military conflicts, but the number of such conflicts does not decrease. Instead, we're seeing them transform into more sophisticated forms, such as international terrorism, which emanated from the fact that statehood was destroyed in some countries. Humanity needs to move from a focus on routine conflict prevention and post-conflict rehabilitation to a new development strategy, which would make such conflicts without meaning. To this end, we should find the courage to look beyond the present to a time when the United Nations will celebrate its 100th years. I am convinced that in the next 30 years, our civilization will find the wisdom and will to cut through the Gordian knot of wars and conflicts. In the 21st century, our central task is to implement a strategy that would eliminate for good the threat of war and eliminate its causes. For that purpose, I propose that for the centenary of the United Nations, we develop a 2045 Global Strategic Initiative Plan is agreed. Its core idea is to launch a new trend in global development based on fair conditions where all nations would have equal access to world infrastructure, resources, and markets, as well as to maintain comprehensive accountability for human development. First, I propose that we transform the UN Economic and Social Council into the Global Development Council, which could include, along with the UN member states elected by the General Assembly, it could include also the head of the International Monetary Fund. The Council should be tasked with becoming a global economic regulator. Global projects carried out by such council could become the points of promoting economic growth worldwide. This would help decrease considerably the risk of global crises and ensure responsible behavior on the part of states in maintaining their national economic and social policies. We consider the idea of a world anti-crisis plan, the draft of which is being actively discussed on the margins of Astana Economic Forum, to be very timely. the most pressing and serious global challenges, such as terrorism, the implosion of states, migration, and other negative issues, are the result of economic crisis, of poverty, illiteracy, and unemployment. To tackle this global crisis, we need to start with clear rules for the emission and trade of the world reserve currencies, as they do not now meet the criteria of justice, democracy, competitiveness, effectiveness, and international control. In the 21st century, our world needs qualitatively new financial instruments. We need to combine the efforts of UN member states in order to create a supranational currency, which should be relevant to the targets and tasks of global sustainable development and prosperity. Second, in the year of the 70th anniversary of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, I urge that a world without nuclear weapons should become the main goal of humankind in the 21st century. I propose that we adopt the Universal Declaration of the United Nations to achieve a world which is free of nuclear weapons. Kazakhstan was the first country in history to close a nuclear test site, to renounce the world's fourth largest nuclear arsenal, and which has contributed to the creation of a nuclear weapons-free zone in Central Asia. There is a need to establish nuclear-free zones in other regions of the world as well, particularly in the Middle East. Nuclear powers must provide guarantees of the non-use of force to all countries which renounce possession of nuclear weapons. In 2013, we initiated two rounds of talks in Almaty on the Iranian nuclear program. We welcome the signing of the Comprehensive Plan of Action regarding Iran's nuclear program. It is essential today to guarantee the right of states to peaceful nuclear energy and access to nuclear fuel. And that is why we supported and signed the agreement on the establishment of the International Bank of Low-Enriched Uranium in Kazakhstan, the IAEA Bank. This is an event of global significance. The world should acknowledge it as an important measure for safe and peaceful use of the atom. Now, for those countries who want to develop nuclear energy, there is no need to enrich uranium themselves. We consider that creating the global anti-nuclear weapons movement is an important task, and every person on the planet can and must contribute to the nuclear test ban. Third, a dangerous challenge for us is the erosion of international law and weakening of the role of global institutions. It's important to remember that the UN Charter was written with the blood of millions of victims of world wars and armed conflicts. And any violation of its articles, in particular, on ensuring the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states, leads humanity to repeating the tragic mistakes of the past. It is necessary to prevent the arbitrary imposition of sanctions, which contradicts both the UN Charter and international law. I am convinced that the right to impose international sanctions that can impact the well-being of millions of people should remain the exclusive prerogative of the Security Council. And failure to comply with this principle undermines the foundation of the modern world order and is a relic of the Cold War. I'd like to stress that there is no alternative to the United Nations as a universal organization. Compliance by countries with their international obligations remains the cornerstone of the modern world order. Kazakhstan has consistently advocated a peaceful settlement of the Ukrainian crisis and the full implementation of the Minsk agreements by the parties to the conflict. Today, it is necessary to make every effort to restore dialogue, mutual understanding, and trust in international relations. I therefore propose to convene in 2016 the United Nations International Conference at the highest level designed to reaffirm the basic principles of international law. Fourth, the threat of terrorism and religious extremism has become global in scale. I propose establishing, under the auspices of the UN, a unified global network to counter international terrorism and extremism. To achieve this objective, it is necessary to develop and adopt a comprehensive document of the United Nations to combat terrorism. In support of the UN initiative called Sustainable Energy for All, we will have in Astana in 2017 an international expo on the topic Energy of the Future. We invite all states to participate fully in the exhibition. Looking into the future and using the infrastructure put in place for Expo 2017, I suggest opening in Astana an international center for the development of green technologies and investment projects under the auspices of the UN. Colleagues, a major step in realizing the 2045 Global Strategic Initiative Plan could be the development under the UN auspices of a new future concept. We need to clearly define the goals of the next stage in the development of humanity 70 years after the founding of the UN. New future is nuclear energy, water and food security, and trust, mutual understanding and reforms. Kazakhstan has been making, will continue to make mediatory efforts in order to bring to peaceful resolutions the conflict parties in Eurasia. And the directions and principles I outline constitute the core of our election campaign for the position of a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council for 2017-18. I call on all of the participants of the 70th session to support the candidacy of my country. Ladies and gentlemen, 70 years ago, when the United Nations was being established to replace the defunct League of Nations in Geneva, the decision was made to locate its headquarters in New York. This was connected to the fact that, at that time, the role of the Western Hemisphere in international affairs was in the ascendancy. The center of development had moved from the old world of Europe to the new world in the United States in New York. Our world has changed a great deal since then. In the 21st century, the center of growth is moving to Asia, the world's largest continent, where 2/3 of the planet's population live and where enormous resources are concentrated. The powerful rise of Asia's developing economies has defined a new reality in global processes. We need to use this historic change and opportunity to give a new boost to relations between states. And with this in mind, I propose considering the transfer of the UN headquarters to Asia. And I'm hopeful that Kazakhstan's initiatives will be accepted by the community of nations. Thank you very much for your attention.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of Kazakhstan for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the President.